for Sunday, year B in Lent season. Readings, first reading from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 14 to 17 and 19 to 23. Letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. And the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. The first reading. Likewise, all the princes of Judah, the priests and the people acted in fidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abomination of the nation and polluting the Lord's temple which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messenger of God, despised his warning, and scoffed at his prophet, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Then he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who slew their young men in their own sanctuary building, sparing neither young men nor maiden, neither the aged nor the decrepit. He delivered all of them over into his grip. They burned the house of God, tore down the one of Jerusalem, set all its panaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who had kept the sword, he carried captive to Babylon, where they became his and his son's servant until the kingdom of the Persian came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, until the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdom of the earth, the Lord, the God of heaven, hath given to me, and he had also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever therefore among you belong to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. The second reading. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ, by grace you have been saved. Raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heaven in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast, for we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, for the good work that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. The Gospel. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe had already been condemned, because he had not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people referred the darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does the wicked thing hates the light and does not come talk with the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his work may be clearly seen as done by God. Sharing of the reading. The theme: God loves saved people. People seem to put out the question when they have to face catastrophe. Why did the good Lord let such catastrophe happen to humankind? If they can't find a proper answer for the question, they shall stop to believe in God due to the following two reasons. Either God had no power to prevent it to happen, or he had no compassion for human beings. Today's reading helps to provide us a proper answer for this question. In the first reading, the author of the Second Chronicle briefly reported God's way of educating human beings. In this way, punishment is only the last step to help people to recognize their sin and to protect them from the everlasting punishment. In the second reading, Saint Paul confirmed that God showed his compassion for the people through Christ's event. God sacrificed his only Son for us so that we can inherit the eternal life. In the Gospel, Jesus clearly declared that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. His purpose is not to condemn the world, but through his Son, the world is redeemed and inherited the eternal life. Analysis of the reading. The first reading: the progress in God's way of educating his people. First, God educated and warned people. He taught people to their leaders, and he gave the Ten Commandments to people through Moses. But people ignored his teaching and many times violated his commandments. The author briefly described all sin of people as follows. Likewise, all the princes of Judah, the priests and the people acted infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nation and polluting the Lord's temple which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. When Moses gave the law to people, he already let them know all the good results shall benefit them if they observe God's law. And he also warned them all the bad results shall happen if they violate his law. God didn't punish people the first time when they sinned, but out of his love, he constantly sent his prophets to remind people of their sin and to call them to repent. Instead of listening and doing what the prophet warned them, they mocked the messenger of God, despite his warning, and scoffed at his prophet, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Second point, God punished people as he warned them through the prophet. Since they didn't pay attention to his warning, he must punish them as he foretold. The punishment we God often uses is to stop protecting them. When God did that, the enemy shall devour them without mercy. In today's passage, the author reported what happened to the Israelites and the Southern Kingdom in 587 BC. Then he brought up again them the king of the Chaldeans, who slew the young men in their own sanctuary building, sparing neither young men nor maiden, neither the aged nor the decrepit. He delivered all of them over to his grip. They burned the house of God, tore down the one of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the shore, he carried captive to Babylon. When they became his and his son's servant, until the kingdom of the Persian came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, until the land had retrieved its lost Sabbath, during all the time it lay waste, it shall have read why 70 years are fulfilled. God's purpose for punishment is to help people to recognize their sin so that they can repent and come back to Him for blessing and protection, not to destroy them out of His anger. If God didn't punish, all people will die in their sin. When people were punished, a remnant from them shall recognize their sin and begin a journey to come back, in order to receive His forgiveness and protection. Therefore, punishment is necessary for repentance and to prevent people from a more dangerous punishment, that is, the everlasting separation from God. Third point. After God punished, He had compassion for them. God have mercy on people because He is their Father and didn't want them to be lost forever. When people recognize their sin and sincerely repented, God forgave their sin and liberated people from their punishment. He returned to them all what they had lost, their country, the temple. He promised with their forefather to protect them. God completely had dominion over all nations of the world, not only Israel. This was shown to the fact that He used the Babylon king and his army at his stake to whip Israelite. After finishing, God broke his stake and gave the Chaldean Empire into the hand of Cyrus, the Persian king. It was Cyrus who recognized God's power and obeyed God to set the Israelites free from their exile to come back to their country, so that they could re-establish their nation and rebuild the temple. God foretold all these things to Jeremiah prophecy, so that when all this shall happen, the Israel know it isn't accidental. It was planned in advance by God so that they shall believe in Him. Second reading. God showed His mercy for us through Jesus Christ. First point. God showed His love for us through Christ. Saint Paul believed that God fulfilled all of His promises with people to Christ by lifting out some of them. First, Christ came to reconcile people with God. Sin separated people from God. Like him to destroy sin and to bring people back to God. Right also invited people to repent so that he can take their sin away and help them to reconnect their relationship with God. Second, right recover human position and dignity. Saint Paul said, because of the great love he had for us, sin take away all human privileges which they should have as God's children. Christ came to recover people's position and privileges as God's children. The parable of the prodigal son is a clear example for this point. Third, besides Christ's liberation of human beings from sin, he also sanctified people with his grace and helped them to become holy. Last, Christ saved people from death and helped them to receive the eternal life. Through Christ, people can achieve their ultimate goal which God had destined for them. Second point. People are saved completely by God's grace. People can do nothing to receive their salvation because all of them sin. The result of sin is death. The reason why people aren't dead is completely by God's love for them. He gave his only son to die in the place of the people. What God desires for people is that they should believe in Christ, and by this faith, people shall receive their salvation. Saint Paul advised people with these words, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you. It is the gift from God. It is not from works, so no one may boast. We are God's handiwork, St. Paul concluded, for we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good work that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. When a child is born, his parents want him to be a good person and expect him to fulfill many expectations which they have for him. To help their child to reach them, they are ready to sacrifice all things that they may have. Similarly, when God lets people exist in this world, he wants them to have eternal happiness with him. To help people to reach this goal, he is ready to sacrifice all. Even his only son must go to his passion and death. Third, the gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Third point. People are saved by Christ's passion and death. Jesus used the event of the bronze serpent, which happened to the Israelites in the desert. See the book of Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. To explain his coming death on the cross, one can see many similarities between the two events. First, as the snake poison caused the Israelites to die, the poison of sin also led people to death. As Moses led the bronze serpent in the desert to heal the Israelites, Christ must also be raised high on the cross to save people from death. Second, the condition to be healed from the snake poison was to look upon the bronze serpent in the desert. The condition to have the eternal life is to look upon the cross and to believe Christ as the Savior. When looking upon the cross, people can understand God's immense love for them. When he gave his only son, he gave himself for human beings, as Jesus said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 16. Second point. God doesn't condemn the world. People condemn themselves. Love had no place for condemnation and verdict. The purpose of God's sending of his son is to redeem people's sin and to die for them. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. People condemn themselves when they reject God's love for them through Christ. As Jesus said, whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe had already been condemned, because he had not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Third point. The verdict for people who refuse to believe in Christ. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people refer the darkness to light, because their work were evil. First, light and darkness. Light is Christ himself. He is God's salvation. When Christ comes, he urges people to make the decision to believe or to reject him. The darkness is sin, resulted from Satan's temptation. People have freedom to make a decision. They can choose either God or Satan, to step out of darkness and enter into the light. When they make a decision, they have to accept the result of their decision. Choosing light shall lead people to salvation. Choosing darkness shall lead people to everlasting death. People condemn themselves by stubbornly staying in the darkness. Second, according to John, God doesn't need to judge. People judge themselves. People don't need to wait for the last judgment day. Sin at the moment when they chose to deny Christ, they condemned themselves. The future eschatology completely depends on the present eschatology. Those who did evil things refer to stay in the darkness, because they are afraid that their deed may be displayed. We can see this tendency in the real life. Most of the crimes happen at night or in deserted place. As the author said, for everyone who does wicked things hate the light and does not come toward the light, so that his work might not be exposed. In opposition, those who did good things refer to stay in the light, to be shown, and to avoid danger of darkness. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his work may be clearly seen as done in God. Application in life. The progress of human education must help us to recognize the progress of God's education. Punishment is only the last step in this educational progress. Even in punishment, God's love is still revealed. Without punishment, people shall not recognize their sin. We need to see the overview of God's plan of salvation before we can criticize His ways. If we only pay attention to one particular event, we shall easily lose our faith in Him. Amen.